WTBR.
94 degrees with an extreme heat warning for most of Middle Tennessee. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell wants to halt a data center planned near the Nashville Zoo. The community has expressed concerns for the project, ranging from a lack of transparency to noise pollution that could affect zoo animals. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports the mayor filed legislation today to seek eminent domain on the property where the company DC Blocks plans to construct a facility.
The data center plan near the Nashville Zoo has spurred enormous pushback. More than 500,000 people signed a petition supporting the zoo, and many people voiced opposition to the project during a recent public hearing. Here's local Hanny Latif.
I go to the zoo on my birthday as a grown man every year, and I love these animals dearly.
DC Blocks is behind the project. Marketing Vice President Bill Thompson says there's been a lot of misinformation about it. He says this data center won't support AI and instead will serve as a connectivity hub between consumers and larger data centers.
So this is a connectivity hub that helps bridge between the consumers and the larger data centers around the region that might serve their need.
DC Blocks was supposed to purchase the land for the project in July for $23 million. But the latest move by O'Connell could stop it in its tracks. If his eminent domain legislation is enacted, the city will have dibs on buying the property. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville's World Cup rooting interest in Team Japan came to an abrupt end after the match against Brazil this afternoon in Houston. Japan's national team, affectionately called Samurai Blue, was based in Nashville for training leading up to the Cup. The team had an early lead against Brazil but gave up the decisive goal in the final minutes. At a watch party at Plaza Mariachi in South Nashville, the few Japanese fans were far outnumbered by those supporting Brazil. That included Sue Ellen Miele. She was confident Brazil would come out on top.
And they kept all the possess of the ball, and they did a great game, yeah. And I think it was perfect. They stayed the whole time looking for the best way to get it to the goal, even though Japan was really defensive.
The two nations shared strong ties, with Brazil being home to about 2.7 million Japanese descendants, the largest population outside of Japan. Nashville fans were able to greet the Japanese players Saturday before the team bus left for the game.